Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
You know it. All downhill from here. Weekend will be here before you know it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mark Schlereth.
Good morning. The Rockies made number three on the SportsCenter highlight today.
Did they really?
Yes. Montero slid to second and got thrown out. He was about 4 feet short of the bag. Rockies baseball, catch it. It's like COVID. It's not good.
Yeah. Let's keep our Rockies mentions to a minimum this morning, shall we?
Yep, that's how I'll start and stop. That'll finish it.
So, tell you what, I give the Lakers credit.
Sure. That was a good ball. That was a fun basketball game to watch last night.
They went at it hard. Both teams did. Yeah. Zion went full AD and limped off in the final 3 minutes of a hotly contested game.
Oh, yeah. It didn't look like much. Did it? Looked like one of those things you tape an aspirin to.
Well, they do have the benefit of knowing that they do get another chance.
Right. They're going to go, and maybe that was just it. I mean, and we talk about it all the time. You come back down, I think, what are they down? The third? Early fourth by 18, and they came back and all the way up and kind of reeled them in, and then, you know, ended up losing. But that is one of those deals where you expend so much energy trying to come back. But it was a good game, man. It was a fun game, hotly contested, and the Pelicans did a great job coming back from that deficit, and they played their butts off.
So give credit for the Lakers after all the talk here and nationally about maybe them tanking to avoid playing the Nuggets. Nope. They want that smoke.
Yeah.
They want that smoke. 8 straight losses to the Nuggets. Doesn't dissuade them from wanting another crack at the Nuggets. Okay. Be careful what you wish for, LA.
Yeah for sure. And then what was the discrepancy at the free throw line? Anyone? At one point, it was 2-1. I mean, at one point, it was 20. I think it was 22 free throw attempts versus 11 Wow.
Wow. Want to try that again?
Yeah.
He's a trained professional, everybody. Do not attempt this at home. Try again.
Free throw.
There you go.
It's amazing that my mind can just flip words around like that, and it comes out that way. That takes talent.
So the Lakers were 26 of 29 from the free throw line.
So they got 29 attempts.
29 attempts. And New Orleans was 11 of 15.
11 of 15.
2-1.
2-1. 2-1 for the Lake Show. So you're going to have to, I mean, for the Nuggets, you're going to have to combat the fact that you're going to get to the line about half the amount of time that the Lakers are going to get to the line.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's just a given. Lakers are going to get the line 50% more than you. Did I do that math right?
Sure.
Yeah. 50% more? That's right, right?
So, LeBron already looking ahead to the Nuggets. Oh, we got it.
Whoa. Chubby finger.
There we go.
Chubby finger.
Preliminary thoughts as the defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. You know, they got an MVP on their team. They got a closer on their team. They got high-level players, high IQ players. They got a hell of a coach. So, you know, we have to play mistake-free basketball, make it tough on them. They're going to try to make it tough on us, obviously. But it's going. If we can play as great as a game we can play, they're going to play as great as a game they play. It's going to come down to one or two possessions, you know, and we'll see who executes them.
So the first game is coming up on Saturday, and as we predicted, if it was the Lakers, the Nuggets would get a marquee slot. They'll play Saturday at 6:30 at Ball Arena on ABC, so that'll be the nationally televised night game for the country. And then Monday, they play here again at 8 o'clock on TNT.
Uh-huh.
Thursday in L.A., 8 o'clock on TNT, and then Saturday in L.A., again, the 6:30 ABC marquee game. So games are spread out. You know, that was why when we were talking about the idea of resting guys and everything. What did I tell you? I said, especially in the first round, the series are stretched out. And you're going from playing on Monday to not playing again until Thursday. You get a couple of days off right. in between games. So, yeah, you know, it's spread out. And then if for some reason the series gets extended to a game six, the Nuggets play here on a Monday, April 29th, and then don't play in L.A. again until Thursday, May 2nd. So rest will not be
that's not
fatigue
gonna be an issue.
Will not be an issue.
Well, I did hear something in that clip from LeBron that got me thinking that maybe, just maybe, LeBron doesn't have basketball acumen like everybody says. You know, right. everybody says he always makes the right decision.
Oh, yeah, and LeBron high basketball IQ.
High
sure.
basketball IQ. Well, because he said in that clip that the Nuggets have a hell of a coach. I mean, James Marillat and Mickey have been telling me how bad, Dexter and Mickey have been telling me how bad, Michael Malone is. Like, he doesn't know anything about coaching. So who's right? Is it LeBron or is it James and Mickey? I'm confused.
LeBron would switch out his coach for Michael Malone in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. You wouldn't even be able to get the full question out before LeBron would say, yes, I'll take Malone over Darvin Ham any day.
Well, I mean, let's face it. LeBron's coaching the team, right?
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. So, Nugget fans, you got them. You got them.
Yes.
But you also get all the BS that comes along with it. And the understanding that for the next 2 weeks, the Nuggets are going to be they're the accompaniment. They're the
Robin to the Batman.
Yeah, they're the mashed potatoes to the steak. They're the best supporting actor to the main actor. I mean, that's just get used to that.
Right. The way it's going to be covered is it's going to be all Lakers. Even when the Nuggets are thumping them, it's going to be all about the Lakers. But here we're going to get the smoke. We're going to get the coverage. We're going to get the attention.
Yep.
Now, some of it won't be the attention you want because they'll win and they'll be like, it wasn't what the Nuggets did right. It's going to be what the Lakers did wrong, what the Lakers need to do to get a victory and what the Lakers need to do to beat the Nuggets. That's the way it'll be slanted. The coverage will be slanted that
way. Until you ultimately beat the Lakers again.
Right.
And then all the tears.
Then it'll be, what's wrong with the Lakers? Well, how can the Lakers get this fixed?
Maybe. Yeah, no, you're right. There's going to be a lot of that, but it'll be just a begrudging acknowledgement that the Nuggets just are the best team in basketball and own the Lakers. And the Lakers just can't beat the Nuggets, and it's going to be proven again. So, Nugget fans, how you feel about the matchup? Laker fans, You excited to get this Nugget smoke again? Let us know. RamosLaw.com. Text line 303-713-1043. Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips, where we are confident you'll have a chance to see our local basketball team in the championship in June. And we're going to give you a chance to go to a game on the road. Two tickets to a game, round trip airfare for two from Denver to a destination to be determined somewhere in the Eastern Conference. Two nights hotel and $500 spending money. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. And if you signed up for our previous Fan Flyaway in February to Vegas, you do not need to sign up for this one. You are automatically already signed up. So good luck to you. Up next, what's your first reaction when you heard that Cortland Sutton decided to boycott the start of Broncos offseason workouts? That's next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, yeah, a bunch of texts from Nugget fans and Laker fans about this matchup that is now set to begin on Saturday at 6:30. ESPN already running a headline that they're going to be talking about coming up.
What do the Lakers need to do to beat the Nuggets?
There it is.
There it is.
There
folks.
It is. It's already started.
Okay, so hey, you want to get
how it works?
It's how you get attention.
Yeah.
In this Laker centric world that we seem to live in. Before we go any further, I want to send a shout out to Mother Goose.
Yeah, she is unbelievable.
This is fascinating. I listen. I know it happens gazillions of times out there in the wild every single day, but we're getting a chance to watch it firsthand play out in front of us. It's been fascinating.
Yeah, it has.
So we have a mother goose, literally a mother goose who is pregnant and is getting ready to deliver eggs. Her little gooselings, her little Ryan Goslings.
Right.
Okay. And she has been set up in this planter, like a flower planter.
Yeah.
Big one outside.
Big one, probably diameter of 3 feet across, yeah. Right? Big circle.
And she has just been sitting there.
Hunkered down.
Over her eggs for how long would you say?
Oh, it's a good 3 weeks now,
easily.
Right?
She hasn't moved.
No, she didn't leave.
She didn't leave.
What do you talk to her every day?
Talking to her every day. I now talk to her. And I walked in this morning. I said, hello, Mother Goose.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing well. I have mad respect for you.
Yeah, I do. Same thing. I'm like, you're such a good mom.
You are.
Just hunkered down on those eggs. And then I think her husband. All right. I got to be careful.
I know, but.
He is not, like, mentally, he's not all there.
He's not all there.
No, he has got, I don't know if he had head trauma. I don't know if he played goose football.
Got goose CTE.
Yeah, goose CTE. But every day I walk out, he's not there in the morning.
No.
Who knows where he's carousing in the morning.
He's been out at a bar.
I'm telling you what. But every afternoon he stares at himself in the reflection of the window. He's like, are you talking to me? Hey, you talking to me?
I get more of a sense he's just staring at himself going, what have I done?
Yeah, oh, is that what you
what
think?
Have I done with my life?
Right.
Every time you guys see her, is she always looking up, or have you ever seen her like...
Oh, I've seen her with her nose under her wing.
Yeah, I've seen her sleeping.
She's snuggling like that.
I felt bad for her yesterday because when I walked out, it was getting warm, and she sits out there in the sun all day.
Yeah.
And it looked like she... Her beak was open, and it looked almost like she was like...
Oh, she's panting, yeah.
Panting.
She's trying to... Yeah.
And I felt bad for her.
I just have nothing but mad props. She is a good mom. She's out there.
She hasn't moved.
No, she has
3 weeks.
She circles around like her body is in different positions.
So
like
I,
today, she was facing
that's
the
true.
Wall.
You're right. Good point.
So she does you know pivot around.
But she doesn't leave.
I've not seen her get up and no, she got those eggs protected.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove around the other day to look at her.
Yeah,
and I saw her.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, there was one on my side.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So they really liked to hang out in those.
Do you know? Do you remember the last time? How long the mom was there last time? Because how much longer
does
this go?
A long time. Well, I can't remember. It was so long ago. But yeah, weeks.
Do they eat while they're doing that?
Well, I think that's dad's job.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they just like go on a hunger strike until.
I don't know, but at times,
if they're not eating, man, I know why Dad's not around right now. You want to talk about being a absolute biatch? I mean, she's hungry. She has to sit there on eggs.
You know she's miserable now.
Oh, right.
Get these things out of me.
Right.
Although they're not in her right now. She's
no, she's sitting on them,
yeah.
But it's probably uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Meanwhile, Papa Bird is just out there having a cold one with the boys, watching the Nuggets game last night. I mean, the Lakers. Just like,
sorry, guys, got to get back to the old ball and chain. And he goes and sits by the front door and just stares at himself in the reflection.
Oh, Mother Goose. We love you, Mother Goose. We really become connected with Mother Goose. We're hoping for a very, very happy ending when it's all said and done. What was your first reaction when you heard that Cortland Sutton did not show up for the workouts?
My first reaction was just, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, hey, listen, I understand CeeDee Lamb not showing up. CeeDee Lamb is a top flight, top, five or six receiver in the National Football League. You know, when you start talking about the top guys in the National Football League, you're talking, you know, you're talking Justin Jefferson. You're talking about Devontae Adams. You're talking about CeeDee Lamb. You're talking about, you know, there's a myriad of different four or five guys that, you know, Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
I'll call him Lamar. Too much Lakers on the mind with the balls, right?
That's right.
Was it a LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball.
He played at Washington State. He played some.
He was not a good player. No,
he was a terrible player.
Right.
But anyhow, you know, you could. I mean, how far down the list would you go before you had Courtland Sutton listed? Tyreek Hill. Heck, their second receiver, Waddle, is above.
Oh, there's at least 20 receivers I would get to before.
Oh, I bet you get to 35.
Okay.
Before you get. Courtland Sutton is, hey man, Courtland Sutton's a big body. He is. But he's a number two guy. He's not a legit number one threat. Like, nobody's scared to say, we'll go one on one over here and we're not going to roll coverage. That doesn't frighten anybody. I mean, it's a tough job. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's a good player. But the fact that you're basically saying, I want a new contract because, I mean, that's the message I got, right? I want a new deal because mine has outs in it and I lack security or lack, you know, long-term.
As of right now, he's set up to be the 23rd highest paid receiver in football in terms of cash.
Uh-huh.
Cash made, $13.5 million. He's got 2 years left on his contract.
But I think the last year is completely voidable without hardly any money or whatever. And I think he's only got about $2 million of guaranteed money on that.
He only has $2 million of full salary guarantees for this year.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then 25, it goes down. So,
yeah.
But I don't blame him because it is the only recourse you have as a player. These workouts are considered voluntary. You're not fined or anything like that. So if you're going to, you know, try to stomp your feet and hold your breath and try to send some sort of message, good luck getting the team to respond. But this is the only real thing you have at your disposal is to just say, I'm not showing up. What are you going to do about it? And the team goes, ha, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you think they're going to give you a new contract
because of this? No,
I mean, they just assume move him.
Trust me, Nuggets Broncos knew 2 months ago that Sutton wouldn't be showing up for the beginning of these workouts.
By the way, did you see how I know I'm not supposed to speak his name anymore? So can we just call him? I'll just change it up. You see how Harry Hootie showed up to...
We do not speak his name.
I'm not allowed to speak about him anymore. I got a strongly worded text message.
You got a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I got a strong...
Don't do that again.
Hootie!
Strongly worded. So, did you see the shirt he showed up in?
No.
It was, you know, a Cleveland Orange sweatshirt with just a bag of money and a bunch of hands going at it.
Really?
Yeah. This is a big bag.
Big bag. Got the bag.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I got the bag. Yeah,
that's how we measure success. He got the bag.
Yeah, I kind of respect it.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, Papa Goose, smear campaign, day number one.
Overwhelmed. He's like thinking about Goose Insurance. He's thinking about, he's like, man, what have I done? I'm going to have all these kids I got to be responsible for. He's probably trying to pick up a second job.
Probably. Good luck, Mother Goose. We love you. We love you. Rooting for you. Morning Brew coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, I guess losing 8 straight games to the Nuggets didn't completely get the Lakers down.
because they went out, played hard, took care of business, and beat the Pelicans last night in the play-in game 110-106 to clinch the seventh seed and set up a first-round matchup with the Nuggets starting Saturday here at Ball Arena, 6:30 on ABC. LeBron James moving on despite he and Anthony Davis shooting a combined 12 for 36. Still got the job done.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to Denver, but you know, this was a long-ass road trip. You know, you almost forget that we was in Memphis before these two games. You know, tonight was definitely a playoff game. So get your mind right, get your body right, you know, trying to get as much recovery we can before we have to go out there on Saturday. On the floor on Saturday versus Denver.
So what did they shoot?
So James and AD combined to shoot 12 of 36, but, you know, this is the hope that Laker fan will carry with them for the next few days. The idea that this is a more well-rounded Laker team than the one that the Nuggets have run roughshod over. That, you know, you got Hachimura, you got D'Angelo Russell shot the ball well, Austin Reeves, you know, good bench contributions from Torian Prince and Gabe Vincent. That this is a much more versatile, well-rounded team than the Nuggets have seen in prior meetings.
Right, and plus when, you know, AD and LeBron don't shoot the ball well from the field, at least they're going to get plenty of opportunities from the stripe.
18 of 20 from the free throw line.
They will get plenty of opportunities to make up for the missed shots. The refs, that's part of the NBA. It's in the contract. It's like you're my intellectual property. Anything you say, I can just take from you.
Right.
That's the Lakers. It's like intellectual property.
I got you.
If we're not shooting well, we'll get to the free throw line a bunch because the refs want to make the game close.
Next on the Morning Brew, it's all over for the Warriors. They get blown out in their play-in game by Sacramento, 118-94. They're done. Their season is over. Steph Curry, done.
It's a horrible feeling. When you go out there and compete, leave it all out there and doesn't go your way, we obviously understand you can't win it every year, but there was so much belief that we could make something of this season and keep our hopes alive, trying to get a win tonight and taking it from there.
So the Warriors, as we know them, did the Warriors run their era, their dynasty era? Did it officially die last night?
That's it. I mean, it's an interesting question.
Klay Thompson's a free agent.
Yeah. You know, you look at, I was listening to Windy this morning coming in. Windhorse was like, you know, you look at their record with and without Draymond. And a lot of Draymond's, you know, missing games are self-inflicted wounds with him either choking dudes or punching dudes or kicking dudes or, you know, whatever it is he does. And he does them all. He punches, he chokes, he kicks. He punches, he chokes, he kicks. He punches, he chokes, he kicks. He, you know, I mean, he gets himself. So you look at their record, they were like 33-20 with him. And then they were like a 500 team without him.
Oh, there's a reason they put up with his shenanigans.
Yeah, he does have shenanigans.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche now, it is official. Winnipeg won last night, their seventh in a row. And so they clinched the number two seed. It will be the Avalanche and Winnipeg in the first round, with Winnipeg having home ice. Those of you wishing and hoping for a Gabe Landeskog miraculous return for the playoffs, Jared Bednar poured some cold water on that yesterday.
Yeah, not close. Nothing's really changed with him. His focus and determination to do everything he can to get back to play is still the same as I've seen him before. You know, I mean, he's going to be dedicated to what he needs to do in order to try and come back into our lineup. But nothing's really changed on his rehab front except for him. He's just going to continue to grind to try and get back.
Well, there you go.
You had it right all along.
But do you feel like the Avs have been somewhat disingenuous in the reporting? I don't understand why the reports come out that he's skating and he's, you know, getting close and he's...
And they talked about a timetable to return. That was the one time. I think overall, I don't think they've been too bad with, like, leading on the fan base. But they did have that one time where they talked about a timetable to return and he's on it. That was almost kind of like a, you know, why are you building our hopes up type thing? Yeah. They're only going to be squashed.
Well, I mean, how many times did I say he's not going to play? I mean, I've been adamant from the start. I've had this thing nailed for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just feels like false hope. It just feels like a false narrative. And it feels like intentional deception.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why you're just not, hey, man, we hope he can come back. But right now, why you can't be honest about it?
Let me ask Avalanche fans listening right now. Do you feel duped?
How about that?
Deceived?
Yes.
Were you led on?
Right.
By the Avalanche at all in regards to Gabe Landeskog? Let us know, 303-713-1043. Finally on the Morning Brew, the Rockies lose last night 5-0 to the Phillies. This little nugget of information from our pal Patrick Saunders at the Denver Post. Rockies are 4-13. It's the worst 17-game start in franchise history. Mark, here's one for you. They've played 17 games. How many times...
Have they been shut out?
No. Oh. How many times do you think they've scored first?
In 17 games?
In 17 games.
Once.
Correct.
Yeah. Once. They've been shut out. How many times have they been shut out? 3-4 times anyhow. Got shut out again last night, 5-0, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been...
Well, I tell you what, they've
been shut out 3 times already this season. Right.
They've heard the noise, and they are angry.
At some point, they're just keeping it... They're just letting it build up.
Build up. The build anger up, build up, is going to be built up.
And then they are
going to
unleash it.
Right.
Release hell.
Do you think...
On my command.
Do you think the poster board of Dick Monfort, he's already down into some... leopard print underpants, or do you think he's still fully clothed?
They haven't been able to peel anything off.
Oh, that's right. He's still full. He's got a suit and tie on and everything.
Nothing peeled off.
No.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. We'll bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.
He's actually put on more clothes. He's got a park on right now.
What?
A hat.
Put a scarf on.
Yeah.
Lots reactive. 303-713-1043. Big question out there right now to Nugget fan and Laker fan. How do you feel about another matchup between these two teams? That's next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
So the Nuggets-Lakers series is set. Again, recapping the first 4 games coming up. First one will be Saturday. Marquee slot, 6:30 our time, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast. So it's going to be the nationally televised game on ABC on Saturday. On Monday, you got game 2 here, 8 o'clock or thereabouts on TNT. Thursday in Los Angeles at 8 o'clock on TNT. And then Saturday in Los Angeles, again, the primetime 6:30 game on ABC. So there's the schedule for the first 4 games. By the way, the wise guys in Vegas, they have sent a very clear message about how they feel about this series and whether or not the Nuggets' domination over the Lakers can continue. The Nuggets are a whopping -335 to win this series.
Okay.
Again, you want to explain that in...
You got to put down $335 to get $100.
Yes. The Lakers are +270.
Yeah.
Put up 100 to win 270. That is a major, major, major favorite, which is pretty stunning, which, you know, because, again, they set the line with the idea about trying to get equal money on both sides.
Right.
And you're talking about the Lakers with all the people who probably would want to wager on the Lakers, and the Lakers are still +270.
Do you think, you don't think they'll sweep them again this year, do you?
At this point, I'm going to go just with the easy prediction of the gentleman sweep.
Yeah, 5. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. Let's not just absolutely rub their nose in it.
Play with them. Play with them.
Right.
Like a cat with a mouse.
Yeah, just say, bad dog. Don't put your nose in it, though. Bad dog.
Right.
I haven't seen anything put out by the team for like a motto or a saying. Like last year's bring it in.
Right.
Should we make our own for them?
Ooh.
I like that.
That is
like
a good.
That's a good one.
Text line, maybe
all
do
right.
your thing.
Text line. Yes. All right. On the RamosLaw.com text line. 303-713-1043. What is now in your
right. Rogue just threw it right off the bat. Run it back.
I like
We're running this bleep back.
Well, we'll let the listeners, the texters, weigh in. If you got a playoff theme for the Nuggets, hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043.
Or just, Bruce!
Or just Dynasty. Dynasty, Dynasty, Dynasty.
Dynasty, Dynasty, Dynasty.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, how do I feel about the Nuggets-Lakers? I feel like an Alaskan grizzly during the salmon run. We're about to destroy them like Evans at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
It's a great call.
It's a great call.
Grizzly's just in the water yanking salmon out.
Yes.
It's awesome.
All you want. Fred in Jacksonville. I can hear it now. After the Nuggets beat the Lakers, Windhorse will go on record saying, this should have been the NBA Finals. I know they're both Western Conference teams, but this would have gone down as the greatest final series of all time. The fight the Lakers showed despite the Nuggets slowing the game down by sending the Lakers to the free throw line 143 times. Fred in Jacksonville, good one. Another one on the RamosLaw.com text line. Hey, Mark, go try feeding Mama Goose. No, we're going to leave Mother Goose alone.
No. Somebody wants me to get attacked by a goose.
Yeah.
Although I have felt like this connection, like every day I get a little closer to her, I have felt like Mama Goose would let me, I don't know, rub her like little goose chin. Pat her little goose head.
Just kind of get under there and, you know.
Yeah, just so.
You're okay. You're doing good.
Good job.
In case you missed it, we have a pregnant Mama Goose right outside
her. She's not pregnant anymore.
Well, no, you're right. She's
sitting on
the eggs. Sitting on her eggs, yeah. But she is out right outside our front door in a big planter.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's also cool
is
that
little gooselings or goslings or whatever they are, do they suckle off the mama bird's teat or do they like instantly eat worms? Do they milk them? Do they feed them that way? I have no idea.
I don't know, but I can't wait till those eggs.
Do they have little bird teats?
Bird teats?
Yeah, yeah, the teat. It's where you suckle off the teat.
You really don't want to. You'd rather say something else, wouldn't you?
No. I'm just wondering if, like, underneath her, yeah. Where she's sitting, if she's developing little chichis for the goslings. Or do they instantly start eating worms? I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't wait, though, for the eggs to hatch and for Mama Goose to lead her little gooselings around the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have them like five or six of them trailing her. I'm going to be so... I'm not going to lie. After watching this whole journey play out, Mother... Right. I mean, watching nature like this right outside our front door, some of my awesomeness might leak out.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
We should get a camera set up.
I know. I think you're right. We should.
Oh, we should get one of them... Where you're tracking deer or something, or you're looking for Bigfoot, you put a camera out there, like a motion detector camera, you know, one of them infrared things, night vision. I might get some night vision goggles and just stalk her at night.
Guys, if she's on her eggs all the time, when does she do the dishes?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
That's a good call.
Tell you what, you go tell Mother Goose that right now. Go ahead. Let's see. What else we got?
So you say she's lazy?
I didn't
shirking,
say that.
Shirking her responsibility.
I didn't say that. Guys, I'm not upset about Gabe not making a return this year. My biggest concern is that when he comes back, he doesn't make an impact and we realize his career is really over and then have to find another captain. Well, the good news is that he gets... If as Bednar came out and said, look, he's not close. And so which I think is always been the smart way. It makes absolutely never right. made any sense to me at all. The idea that a guy who hasn't played hockey in almost 2 years is going to jump back in with no, I mean, this isn't Chris Bryant going down to Albuquerque for 10 games. This is jumping right back into Stanley Cup playoff action as a like a fourth liner playing like 6-7 minutes?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you get the emotional lift for about 5 seconds, and then it becomes a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And then what has he got to give? And for a guy that's got 5 years and about $35 million left on his contract, it makes no sense for the team, makes no sense for him. Yeah. Let him have the whole summer off again, continue the rehab, let him amp up slowly through training camp, and then see what you got.
I'm getting birds are not mammals, Mark. It's a goose. They don't milk their offspring. Birds don't do that.
They eat food and then they regurgitate
the food.
But so, I did a Google search here and it says the females lay one egg every 1 to 2 days, usually early in the morning, probably around the time when we're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
She does not leave the nest, eat, drink, or bathe while the eggs are incubating. The gestation period is 28 to 30 days. After the gooselings hatch, the female protects them and keeps them warm with her wings. So 28 to 30 days.
She's right about these bad boys.
Halfway point or 3 weeks.
No,
probably about 3 weeks in.
I think they're about ready to start thinking about hatching. I'd rather drink milk than eat vomit. So
tell me you guys got that one.
I don't know. I don't think the birds are doing it right. I mean, the birds have been around a long time. I get it. But maybe up your game a little bit.
Yeah. As far as the whole teat thing, yeah, I know. I think we all knew that. But why get in the way of Mark's fantasy, right? Let Mark have his fantasies. Let Mark have his illusions about teats. Four Down Territory coming up next.